Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, one of our favorite kids. And I know I'm supposed to call you a young lady, but I know, Tootie, I've been watching you for a long time, and you're still a kid to me, even though you're like kind of like old lady in the game now. Tootie Jones from Belmont. Let me start that over. That's not fair. All right. Three, two. It is our pleasure and nothing but net to have one of the best kids in the Valley on our podcast, Tootie Jones from Belmont. Tootie, so great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Of course, anytime.
Hey, you're having quite the season. I mean, you're one of the best two-way players in the league. You've always led with defense first. You are a menace and annoying and a pain in the butt on defense, which are all compliments. And then your speed and your acceleration and your skill set on the offensive end make you really hard to guard. You're a fun kid to watch. How much fun are you having this year in the system? Because it's very much a defensive-led team this year.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying it. I think we obviously had a lot of new players join us this year, but it's been so fun. We're so close, and obviously we all love playing under Coach Bart, so it's been a joy.
Yeah, Coach Bart's one of the best guys in the game. I mean, he knows how to draw it up, and your team defensively has been really good, one of the top defensive teams in the Valley this year. Tell us a little bit about how it's going and what's worked well on this year's team.
I think that we've grown a lot closer from where we were this summer. I think that, and we all just have this like joint theme of wanting to win basketball games. We all love basketball. So it's really easy to play with these group of girls.
You've loved basketball since you were basically out of the womb. Your mom's a coach. You know, your mom is one of your motivations and inspirations. I've seen and read where you've talked about your mom before. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with your mom.
I love my mom. She's my best friend. Like you said, she coached me in high school. And I don't know, we just both have a strong love for the game. My whole family does. But I just love calling her after every game and before every game and just like hearing her input, because she's the reason why I'm good at what I do.
Yeah, you're good at what you do. You're over 1,200 points. You're going to be close to 500 rebounds. You have over 300 steals. There's not many players that have that kind of stat line. Where does your motivation besides your mom, I mean, like, where does all that come from? Or does it come strictly from your mom?
A lot of it is my mom, but I just want to win. I want to do whatever it takes to win. And I think just being here at Belmont, we've always focused on playing defense and doing that first and letting it lead to offense. So I think it's just something that was instilled in me in, when I was a lot younger, and I just can't help but carry it with me.
Well, you certainly started your career like a defensive lockdown player, but over time, your offensive game has evolved. How much time have you spent on that side of the ball trying to get ready for the season?
A lot. The past two summers were pretty stressful for me, trying to learn new things offensively. And my coaches helped me out a ton. I mean, they wrote up workouts for me to do while I was home and just a lot of different stuff so that I could progress on the offensive area. So I have to give kudos to them for that.
Tootie, when you're putting a checklist together of basketball experience at college, you check a lot of boxes, right? I mean, you've played in the NCAA tournament, you've played in championship teams, you've accomplished a lot individually, whether it was in the OVC or now in the Missouri Valley. You've been on almost every year on the defensive team. What's next? What about this year? How do you finish it off? Like, what's next?
I would love to make the tournament. I would love to win our conference championship. But in the end, I just want to continue to have fun and just be the best version of Belmont's basketball we can be this year. That's my main goal.
And one of the things that you struggle or had some adversity with, the injury that you suffered in your junior year, I believe it was, your third year in college basketball, but you recovered from it and you've come back better. How have you been able to be better?
I think just watching a lot of film, listening to my coaches and figuring out what small areas I can have growth in and letting those little things add up every day.
And while you've been at Belmont, the city of Nashville has just absolutely exploded, right? It's like, it's become kind of a basketball hotbed, if you will. It's a fun city in general, but it's also a really good basketball town. What have you enjoyed the most about Nashville?
Honestly, the food. I'm a foodie. I love to eat. I love to cook. So I would have to say just going and trying different restaurants with my teammates, that's been like one of the best parts about living in Nashville.
Okay, so what's your go-to in Nashville? Like, if I'm traveling through the city, where do I have to go downtown to eat?
You'd have to go to Brick Tops on West End, I think. It's so good. I think it's like majority of a steakhouse, but it has a little bit of everything. You'd like it.
I have been to Hattie B's before. I think I like that too, right?
It's pretty good. But do you get spicy or do you get like...
No. No spicy.
Okay.
No. Do you?
No. But Bart does. Bart loves spice.
I can't handle that spicy at Hattie B's. There's no way.
No.
Bart can handle it?
He loves it, yeah.
Tough. What academically, I know you're a sports management major. I know you're getting your master's in that. When your playing days are over, what do you want to do?
I want to coach college basketball. That's my main goal. Like I said, my mom coached high school and I love that, but I really want to coach college basketball.
Do you have a level you want to coach or are you just?
Division one, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you know all the things. Anywhere.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm willing to live anywhere. I'll go anywhere.
There you go. Okay, we're putting it out there right now that you'd be ready to go. Do you have the ability to edit software, all the video stuff?
I'm learning Synergy as we speak, so.
There you go. Okay, that's going to be the first thing, and an entryway into the game is going to be through the video office. Mm-hmm. Have you clipped some clips of yourself yet?
Yes.
All right, so what are you clipping, offense or defense?
A little bit of both, missed layups, missed box out opportunities, a little bit of everything.
Oh, so you're putting some bad stuff on your own clip reel there.
Yeah, I gotta get myself figured out.
I like it. What do you think you've learned the most from Bart?
I think just to stay level-headed and, like, overall stay where my feet are. I think I, especially early on, struggled a lot with just stressing about the future and about future games and what I need to do and what I could do better at. But he just like definitely taught me to just stay centered, stay where my feet are and just like focus on where you are right now.
It's funny because we've had a lot of players on the podcast and veteran players, players that have been around the game for a while. And we hear that, you know, stay level, don't get too high, too low, play free. But, you know, it's coming to an end. There's a sense of urgency when you get to mid-January, end of February. And you start counting like I only have 8 home games left or there's only 15 games remaining on the schedule. It sort of starts to hit you. Has that hit you yet?
I try not to think about it. I try not to even look at the schedule until like the next 2 games are up. But it's definitely hitting me. I definitely can feel it coming, especially with the amount of seniors we have. So I'm trying to like really lock in, but also not focus on it too much so that I like freak myself out.
Yeah, it's a special time. I always believe when we get closer to the end for seniors, they play their best basketball. So you've got a good 6-8 weeks of really good basketball ahead of you. If I say that that could be true, what would that look like for you?
I think that would look like me continuing to score on offense, to cause chaos on defense, and just to do whatever I can to help my team win.
One of the things that coaches have to deal with all the time is adjustments, some conflict. There's the recruiting piece of it. There's the in-game prep. There's the practice prep. There's so many pieces that go to it. What would be one of the things that you think you will be excellent at the very beginning of your coaching career?
Honestly, I would say player development. I like to, even when I'm home in the summer, I like put together workout plans to like train my brother. He's a freshman in college right now. So I think that that would be an aspect that I'm pretty good at.
Well, where's your brother playing?
He plays at Enterprise State Community College in Enterprise, Alabama.
And so you're training him right now or, you know, during the summer?
I was this summer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So there are going to be a lot of coaches that are going to be watching this. And their antenna is going to go up and go, I know Tootie Jones is a player. Now I'm getting to hear her voice and see her personality. I'm kind of liking this kid. Like, all right, job interview. First question they're going to ask you is, the same old question you get all the time. How can you add value to what we do? All right. How can you add value as a coach to what a program might need?
I can add value because I've been doing this for a long time myself. I can use a lot of the things I've learned from my past experience. And I'm basketball first. I want to win games and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get those games won.
I'm signing you up right now. Your background. Your mom, you grew up around the game, you get it, you're a coach's kid. And when I say coach's kid, what comes with that?
A little bit of everything. Being able to be yelled at, first of all, and just honestly being confident enough to be a coach on the floor, even while I'm a player.
Tootie, we know that you're going to have a great finish to your senior year, and I wish you the very best. You have been one of the fun kids to keep an eye on, and the transition from the Valley, from the OVC to the Missouri Valley, hasn't impacted you in any negative way. It's only helped put your game on a higher stage. Thank you so much for taking time with us. We've really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
All right, go Bruins.